Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very, very good day to each and every one of you. Wonderful, wonderful wishes sending you today on this amazing day from 10,200 feet. What an amazing place and space we are experiencing today. And I'm hoping and believing that you are now choosing to live with gusto. What does that mean? You know, I was chatting with a friend when at one of my power brunches, and she is just an amazing woman, and I was asking her if she would like something that I had prepared, and she's like, oh, yes, I eat with gusto. And she lives her life with gusto. She really embraces and is enthusiastic and filled with glee each and every day. So when I was writing this little ditty this morning and thinking about how living with gusto is, of course, a choice, and how can we live with more enthusiasm, live a more vivid, bright, beautiful life each and every day. And of course, you know, sometimes we're just happy for no reason. And when we are happy for no reason, we are really tapping into that enthusiasm in fios, living in the presence of the God force, with the creator, with the universe. We are on task. We are bubbling up with this energy that is the divine. So let's take a breath right now. And as we are breathing with awareness, in choosing a voluntary breath, we expand and we drop our awareness into our body and we become fully present for this moment in time where life is occurring, the now. We are awake and aware, and we are choosing to live life with gusto. And this way of living, this form of choosing to be alive, fully alive, what best describes your life today? You know, let's do the little bit of journal work today. How do you describe your life? If we were to think of some adjectives for our life, you know, would it be beautiful? Would we describe our life or ourself as powerful, dynamic, fun, playful, enthusiastic? Would we describe our life as enjoyable? Are we grateful? Do we relish the time spent here on this planet at this moment in time? This brief parenthesis in all of history. And it becomes this amazing way of being that is our choice. We get to choose. Or would we describe our life as filled with struggle, misery, sadness, depression? Oftentimes, just the awareness that we are struggling in this lifetime begins to make the shift towards something more beautiful. It's this awake awareness that causes us to begin to then questioning, how do I want my life to be? how can I experience more peace of mind? How can I move towards wellness? Because what happens when we're stuck in struggle is that's it. We are stuck in struggle. And everything about our life revolves around the word struggle. And if we are struggling, then we are really not living this life with gusto. It's a very low frequency and vibration. It's an entanglement of negativity. Remember, we are all connected. And we, of those of us who are on this spiritual path, who are choosing to raise our frequency and our vibration each and every day, each and every minute of every day, moving from exhaustion and struggle to enthusiasm and satisfaction, it's entanglement of a different order. We see ourselves as connected to all things. And as we are rising up on the pyramid of power, as we are choosing a new way of being, as we are cutting those ties of negativity and pessimism and depressed living and all those things that just weight us down, so that we can come to the present moment in time, this present moment in time, excuse me, where life is occurring, and choose the freedom, the liberty to live this life through being fully awake, fully aware, fully enlivened, delighted, and developing new skills, developing new modalities for creating an even more amazing existence. We know that can be challenging. But when we choose present time consciousness, when we choose to be here now, when we choose to awaken to infinite possibilities, when we see ourselves as divinely inspired, in field with God, having a voracious appetite for fun and for play and for prosperity of great health and excellent relationships, we are living our truth with a capital T. If we are living in struggle, if we are living in dysfunction, remember, you know, the synonyms that we use, like struggle, are really just another form of dysfunctional living. And what happens, though, is that we choose these words, and then they vibrate, ring, and ping within us, and they just create more ties that bind us in this place of dissatisfaction, dysfunction. So look at your life now. Let's take that breath. Hold it for an instant. And slowly, slowly, slowly let it go. Take another breath. And go within. Where is your attention? Within your body, what is begging for your awareness? Is it a nagging back, a bad knee, upset stomach, headache? Just shine the light of your awareness upon them. Breathing with gusto into that place, just see it softening, releasing, and letting go. And then put your love and light upon that, coming from your heart center. space and your truth. Imagine a new word for you today. How do you want to live? Not how have you been living, but how do you want to live? Or what is my truth? Because as I was saying, so often we are living someone else's truth. You know, you think about 100 years ago, 500 years ago, birth order, our way of being was pretty much dictated by our birth order. If you were the first son, you inherited the business. Generally, if you were the second son, you went into priesthood. If you were a daughter, you had to be able to marry well. You were totally subjugated to living in a way that was dictated for you. You know, you think of some of the free spirits as far as women go back in the day, and they really, really, I mean, we are so blessed right now as women. We are so very blessed, and the infinite possibilities for us now, they're endless. They are endless. And if we're stuck in a reoccurring nightmare of, you know, I'm being held back, you're being held back, okay? And you will be held back, no matter what it is. If you're being held back because of your race, your religion, your sexual, your gender, that's your choice. That's your choice. If you are being offended by what others are saying and that offendedness is keeping you, or really that offendedness, not if, that offendedness is keeping you trapped. You are now trapped to recreate everything that has been dictated for you up to this point. When we come to, and we become awake and aware, and we realize that the only enemy is the enemy within, we begin to vibrate and pulsate into a new perception. We gain a new perspective. We begin to joyfully, gleefully, with gusto, move towards this new reality. So we think about where we were as women 150 years ago, 500 years ago, and where we are now. Remember, you know, when the big swing happened, when the pendulum swung with the feminist movement in the 60s, we really threw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. We really gave up our yin power and we became yang power. And that was too much. It was too much of a swing. Instead of recognizing that we were already powerful just in our beingness, we began to really just kind of act like men, you know, go out there and act how men had been acting. And now that we are moving back towards a neutral position, never allowing ourselves to go back into a place of being subjugated, as the divine feminine has returned and we see now all the chaos upon the planet as the result of, rebalancing this masculine-feminine energy. This isn't male-female, this is masculine-feminine energy. But we women now are realizing our strength and choosing that path. We're recognizing that our gift of femininity is ultimate power. For our own personal self. I'm not speaking for anyone else. I'm saying that collectively, though, we begin to awaken within us this truth with a capital T that being a woman on the planet, here and now, in the United States, is a gift that we should be gleeful over, that should cause us to take up the mantle with gusto and make sure that we are now teaching and preaching to our children, for me, nieces and nephews, that they can attain and maintain a level of living that is high quality, a level of living that is beautiful, a level of living that is filled with peace of mind and well-being, teaching them to be content with themselves, to be love and light, to nurture and nourish the self, to move into the realization of ultimate power that is, that just is. Remember, there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. There is no way to peace of mind. Peace of mind is the way. Equanimity, all of these ways of being upon the planet that have been really lost because we've given away so much of ourselves to those who are not worthy. And we're buying into what we were told that was other than love and light. Remember, if anybody says to you ever that you are anything but beautiful and powerful and dynamic and worthy, that is a lie. And that is causing you to live less than your purpose. Less than peaceful, not, allowing you to live in prosperity. You know, prosperous living is all about the whole package. We develop this prosperous consciousness through realizing that the source, the divine, the God force, the Christ consciousness, that it is ever-loving, ever-expanding, only love, only expansion, only infinite possibilities. And what does that mean, infinite possibilities? Well, it means that this is an ever-expanding experience on this earth, this ever-expanding experience of being here and now. And the choices that we make, remember when we did the last teaching, it was about better living through better choices. Make good choices. We can only get to that recognition that we are just a field of infinite possibilities, communing with the field of infinite possibilities. And we have to awaken that each and every day through the experience that is occurring within this very feeling, experiential human body. So often we experience the low vibrational and believe that is how it's going to be. And we continue to language our life through that perception that life is meant to be a struggle. And our puritanical beginnings in this culture, from being an American, infinite love and gratitude to all of us, that we have been so blessed and so gifted to be born in this country where it is only potential. There is only potential. Anybody's telling you that you can't do it based upon blah, 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 you're buying into a truth that is small t, and it's a lie. I'm here to tell you, you can rise up into the field of peace of mind and well-being and create an amazing life for yourself. You know, we're not all meant to be Rockefellers. We're not all meant to be, you know, those who brought us out of, you know, times of crisis and struggle. We're not all meant to be Susan B. Anthony. You know, thankfully, you know, or MLK, bless his heart, you know, they really opened the door for the rest of us to leap with glee through. Thank you. You know, we are standing on their shoulders. You know, they, what is it that they say? You know, they, not only did they design the highway and pave the highway, and now we get to run on this highway of infinite possibilities and gleefully, with gusto, move to a new level of understanding our potential. But we have to assume responsibility for, you know, the hell that we've created up to this moment in time. You know, for years and years and years, I carried the story that, you know, my mother, bless her heart, told me that I could never be a writer because it wasn't practical and it's not what we do in this family. You know, Mom's been dead a long time, and I carried that for, you know, a long time. And I bought into that. But that was only her level of understanding. That was her level of experience. You know, that was back in the 60s when, you know, our greatest aspiration as a woman was to get married, have babies, and have, an, you know, raise them in an amazing environment. And that is what she did. Thank you very much. You know, the greatest gift that we as parents can give our children is A, to love ourselves, B, to love our partners, our husbands, our wives, the mother, the father, because that's how children learn to love themselves. But that's a whole other teaching. I dare not get off on that tangent right now. So let's look at where we are right now at this moment in time. Take a breath. Expand your belly. Hold it for an instant. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze your entire physical apparatus. Engage your powerful pelvic point. Tongue to the back of the tooth. Hold. Release. Look around with the clear eye of detachment. Do not be attached to anything you see in your world right now, unless it's beautiful. And even then, we want to attach. We want to remain detached and allow something even better than this to come in. So let's say that you are living in the height of your poverty mentality. Let's say that you believe in disease. Let's say you believe in depression. Let's say you believe in despair. Let's say you believe in, what's another good D word? Choose it for yourself. Something less than delightful. Love that right now. Bring it into your awareness. Love it to your heart and ask for something better. And please have something better. Remember, those who say please and thank you go further in life. Just that simple tool. Say, please, Lord, may I have something better. Thank you. You will. You're already being blessed. Please and thank you. Great frequency, great vibration, that vibration of gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're living on the street. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is something better, Lord. This was something better. Because we don't want to dip back down into any more struggle. We don't want any more lassos around us. We don't want to believe in the despair that we may or may not be witnessing on the earth right now. What we do is we come to this moment in time. We believe in our truth with a capital T, our power with a capital P, and we love ourselves, the present time consciousness, and we say, here I am, and I am sending all of you my love and light to the crazy ex, to the, you know, the people in prisons, to those who are perpetrating, to those who may believe in victimization. We want to send our love and light out there. We want to be gleeful and filled with gusto so that our frequency, our vibration, no matter where we are at this moment in time, and now this moment in time, and now this moment in time, that we are powerful, dynamic, directed, connected, protected, effective in choosing equanimity, peace of mind, love and light for ourselves and everyone else. Yeah, even the idiot who cut you off in traffic, and the lady who is rude at the gas station, or the waitress who forgot to refill your coffee. We love them. We love them because we love ourselves. We love them because we love ourselves enough to forgive ourselves for realizing that we only vibrated that experience into reality. And now we're saying, this or something better, Lord, this or something better. How do I get to my next level of miraculous living with gusto? How do I step out of the mundane and access the miraculous? How do I choose better today? Let that be your mantra. If you don't know how to do it, ask for help. Get a coach. Find a guru. There's a gazillion freebies out there that can help you. You can go to www.lisagiroux.com and download my first ebook, Simplicity of Spirituality, how to access this, these higher realms through our simple practice every day, minute by minute. You know, we're unwinding all the negativity, right? And we're just getting it off our body through our movement and flow practice. I hope you will join me for that call. Get on my email list so you'll know when the call is happening. As we take up part three of food, frequency for life, nourishing our bodies, nourishing the mind, nourishing the all aspects of this reality through breath, through hydration, through rhythm and flow, rhythmic movement and flow. And then we begin to take in the essence of food. Food becomes an enhancer, not a depleter. But this teaching is not for that. So imagine for yourself. You know, we have so many gifts of technology, but it's really taken away our ability to imagine. You know, every blessing that is upon the planets, you know, you look at the amazing architecture from the ancients, and you say, That was just someone's imagining, and then it became reality. You look at all the amazing gadgets and goodies that we have in this culture. We are so wealthy in this culture. We are so wealthy, and it is such a blessing. And be grateful for exactly where you are, and now say, thank you, Lord, this or something better. I am connected. I am direct. I am effective in choosing something better. I don't know what, but I know that I am being divinely guided. So just have that willingness. Live with gusto. Live with gusto. Be enthusiastic. Love this life. Brief, but beautiful. So I'm wishing you very well today. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. Just sending out love and light from here. Are you willing to receive? Are you willing to believe something better into your life? You have to believe it to see it. So all those platitudes are real. Be well. Be safe. Namaste.